This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
House Speaker McCarthy stripped of his gavel.
There is a major power vacuum all of a sudden in the House of Representatives.
Hunter Biden in court on gun charge.
The president's son pleaded not guilty.
Possible Kaiser Permanente walkout.
More than 75,000 healthcare workers are prepared to strike.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. For the first time in history,
the office of Speaker of the House of the United States House of Representatives is hereby declared vacant.
The House votes to oust the Speaker in a no-confidence vote. CBS's John Dickerson says Kevin McCarthy was targeted in a far-right revolt after last weekend's passing of a short-term funding bill to avert a government shutdown.
Matt Gaetz and his Confederates voted out the Speaker for the sin of working with Democrats, and they did that by working with Democrats. It's a reality of the institution that they are a part of.
CBS's Nancy Cordes.
The government is set to run out of funding again within 43 days. And as of right now, there is no Speaker of the House who would make any kind of an agreement with the Senate, with the president. And there's no telling who the Speaker will be or when they will be seated.
GOP Congressman Patrick McHenry is serving as acting Speaker. The White House says the president urges a new Speaker be elected quickly to face urgent challenges. Former President Trump was back in a New York City courtroom for his civil fraud trial. CBS's Robert Costa with more on a limited gag order the judge has imposed on Trump after he disparaged a key court staffer.
The judge warned that if anyone disparages or talks about his clerk or his employees in any way, there will be serious consequences. It was a dramatic moment here in just day two of this trial.
Hunter Biden enters a not guilty plea on federal charges that he lied about being a drug user on an application to buy a gun. The president's son had made a tentative plea agreement with the Justice Department on the gun-related charges and misdemeanor tax evasion charges, but the deal fell apart. CBS's Catherine Herridge.
Legal experts have said his situation is very precarious, not only on the gun charges, but the possibility that additional charges could be brought on potential tax violations or even violations of foreign lobbying laws, either in California or Washington, D.C.
Negotiators representing workers for Kaiser Permanente are still trying to reach a deal that would prevent roughly 75,000 health care workers from walking off the job. CBS Denver reporter Tori Mason says at the sticking points,
pay is only part of it. Workers want Kaiser to address the issues behind understaffing and retention, like better hiring practices, guaranteed benefits, and education.
On Wall Street, the Dow plunged 431 points. NASDAQ fell 248. Now this.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
More than 20 people are killed after a bus carrying tourists crashes off an overpass near Venice, Italy. CBS's Sabina Castelfranco.
The bus fell 49 feet onto electricity lines close to a railway and caught fire. The causes of the accident remain unclear. The mayor of Venice spoke of an apocalyptic scene with people trapped in the wreckage. Rescue operations are ongoing.
LaFonza Butler is sworn in as the newest member of the U.S. Senate, Vice President Kamala Harris doing the honors.
And that you will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office upon which you are about to enter, so help you God.
I will.
Congratulations.
Butler, appointed by California Governor Gavin Newsom, replaces Democrat Dianne Feinstein after her death last week. If you have a cell phone or are watching TV tomorrow, an alert will flash across your screen as the federal government tests its nationwide emergency alert system. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. A huge legal win for a maker of baby powder. CBS's Jim Krasula with details.
A New Jersey appeals court has thrown out a $224 million verdict against Johnson & Johnson. A jury had awarded the money to four people who claimed they developed cancer from being exposed to asbestos in the company's talc powder products. The court ruled a lower court judge should not have allowed some of the scientific expert testimony that was presented at trial.
The company says its talc products are safe and do not contain asbestos. In a drug trafficking crackdown, the Justice Department announces a series of indictments and sanctions against people and firms across China and other countries related to the importation of fentanyl into the U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
We know that behind the deaths of hundreds of thousands of Americans is a cartel-driven fentanyl trafficking network that spans countries and continents.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Displays are popping up, and CBS's Deborah Rodriguez has the latest on some Halloween yard art.
This is my life-size Taylor Swift, Scalar Swift skeleton.
Michael Owens is stopping traffic in Zionsville, Indiana with the 12-foot likeness.
That's three wigs sewn together. They had to have the bangs.
Plus a bejeweled microphone and a sparkly blue fringe dress like the one Swift wears in her Eras tour. And she's just been joined by a skeletal beau. 12-foot Travis Kelce.
The 87 jersey and the mustache are new additions this week.
Swift Kelce Halloween costumes are also expected to be popular this year. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
An update on our top story this hour. Kevin McCarthy tells colleagues he will not run again for House Speaker, putting the gavel up for grabs after his stunning ouster. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Tuesday, October 3rd, 2023. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. CBS News.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.